This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is hour 3. We've been doing this for 2 hours already today.
Time flies when you are having fun. Or not. Time flies either way, really.
No, sometimes it drags.
I bet speaking if you cover... of drags.
whoa. Our next guest is not a drag. He's a great, fun guy. We are joined now by the author of the... Now I can't even bring him in because you said that. Author of the daily newsletter called So What? He's an independent news creator, and you can see him on Substack. Read him on Substack. See him on YouTube, Newsphere. And he is a contributor to News Nation. Chris Saliza is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, Chris.
Well, I guess good morning.
Hey, only because you're not a drag can I say that.
Oh, man, Amy, I really missed you on vacation.
Wasn't it a nice break?
I assume
joking,
you were
Chris.
Talking about the nature of our politics.
That's
and
what
not
I was talking about.
I did say, actually, Chris, well, no, of course, not you in particular, but I did say as we were coming into the segment, I go, you know, it was kind of nice not talking about politics for a week. Mm-hmm. You kind of feel like a...
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. I felt like a real human.
So, okay, because politics is so stupid now... Stupider than it's ever been.
Yes, that is a good word.
Well, in my lifetime, I think it's stupider. Maybe it's because I'm paying closer attention now
this,
than
like,
I used to.
That's what Jonah Goldberg, I love Jonah Goldberg, and he always says, it's not the worst time to be alive, it's just the stupidest.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid time to be alive.
But do you...
Yeah, that's that. We are in a uniquely stupid moment, yes.
Chris, do you feel like we are, that there's ever a way to come out of this stupidness?
Yeah, I mean, look, I always say to people, the pendulum of politics swings back and forth, and it will swing back to a better place. And I don't mean this Republican-Democrat. I just mean a place where we can have a little bit more recognition of our common humanity, that there are things we actually could work on together. We could try to solve, we could use the government to solve big problems in this country. It will swing back to, I don't know if we're ever going to solve every big problem, but it will swing back to a point where that is more incentivized. The problem is... I don't know the timeline that it's going to swing back to that on, right? I mean, I always say to people, it'll swing back. It just might not swing back in our lifetimes. I was thinking of that this weekend because, you know, Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, on Friday was at a town hall, and somebody asked about Medicaid cuts and this Trump one big beautiful bill, and she started answering it, and someone interrupted her and yelled, people are going to die. And Ernst responded, well, we're all going to die,
yeah.
Which, you know, like, true, but not politically smart. And
no.
in the way back times, and by that I mean like 15 years ago, a politician who said something like that would probably apologize at some level, right? She was on the front page of the Des Moines Register. Like, she's up in 2026. It's not the headline you want. So on Saturday, I saw Ernst made a video where she starts out saying, my sincerest apologies, but then you quickly realize she's not apologizing at all. She is trolling people who were annoyed about her response and saying, I guess I should have said the tooth fairy isn't real either. like, that's when I think of our stupid politics, I think of that. Like, this is just, she said something dumb. We all, if you talk enough in public life, you're going to say dumb stuff. You say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean it that way. I got frustrated. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a really, really emotional issue for me and other people, and here's what I meant. But no, she doubles down on it and says, yeah, no, that's exactly. It's you who were wrong for getting upset with me, not me who was wrong for losing my cool. And that just, it just typifies everything that I dislike about our current moment in politics.
So I know that we don't really know when this will happen, if there's going to be a correction here at some point. But do you sort of miss, because you're a political junkie, do you miss mm-hmm. when stuff was normal? Or because
yeah,
this is,
you know,
less
what? You
boring?
Know what? I don't know if normal is the right word. What I would say is there was a time when I was in this business, and I'm 49 years old, and I've been in it basically since I was 22, too, so 2.5 decades. There was a time when not everyone operated on bad faith, right? Like, there was an attempt from reporters, from the politicians who they covered, from the staff, from activists who followed this stuff closely, that there wasn't an assumption that everyone was acting in bad faith. And that was a better time. It really was, because I just think now we just see the worst in each other always. And we assume the worst in the people with whom we disagree. I just want to get back to a place where we can, if we screw up, we can say, I screwed up. I'm human. It's going to happen. And I'm going to work to do better. As opposed to, I have never made a mistake in my entire life. The problem isn't me, it's you. That stuff does get tiresome. And I think, by the way, it's why there are so many people who are, you know, pretty fed up mm-hmm. with both political parties and, I would note, with political media.
Well, Chris, I wonder if you know the status of the confusing messages sent to federal employees. My question specifically relates to the National Parks and the Forestry Division, because, of course, mm-hmm. we all want to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. But the National Parks and the Forestry are perhaps the most public-facing aspect of our government. It's something that government does really, really well. And as you know, noted, I was gone, I was hiking, and there were a couple of visitor centers that were closed. We had some people
closed,
say, well,
right.
I would go
yeah.
here for information yeah. about this hike in the town we were in. They go, they have a great visitor center about not just the hikes, but the flora, the fauna, the condition of the trails. And they said, but honestly, with all the cuts to the forestry division, it hit us really hard. I don't know if we'll open at all this year. And to me, I felt frustrated.
Yeah, Amy, I think, you know, the one that I always, it's so funny, I've seen polling and sat in focus groups. It's the same kind of thing. So if you ask people, if you ask Republican, Democrat, or whatever, do you think everyone in America should have access to health care? The answer to that question, overwhelmingly for people, is yes. Now, the problem becomes if you follow up with, are you okay with your taxes being raised to fund everyone having health care? People are like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I think that there's a disconnect. The parks thing is another good example. It's like, yes, I think that I'm in favor of getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in the government. Look, I live in D.C. It's a big bureaucracy. Yeah. Of course there's parts of it that could run more efficiently. I'm not sure I would just do what Elon Musk did and just kind of, like, take a machete to it. But, like, you know, yes, of course I'm in favor of that. But I think a lot of people who are in favor of it like a lot of the things the government mm-hmm. does, including maintaining our trails, including, you know, like, I always say it's like, people hate FEMA, the Emergency Management Association, because it's like, well, why do we need this? We spend so much money on it. Until you were in the path of a hurricane, or you were in the path of a tornado, or, you know, there's a natural disaster, and you need what FEMA can provide. It's very kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face thinking, and a lot of short-term thinking, you know, like, well, today I don't need FEMA, so therefore we should cut it. It's like, well, you know, you are in the hurricane zone, or, you know, like, I was thinking that because hurricane season is starting. But, like, it's just, I think it is very hard to get people to understand that in this moment, because our politics is so built around short-term incentives and short-term villainy. You know, oh my, we're spending X on Y. I can't believe we're doing this. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we should spend that amount, but I also think we have to be really careful to just start drastically cutting things because there are, of course, medium and long-term impacts that I would say Republicans, Democrats, Libertarian, people who are not interested in politics would not like.
Chris, what's the status of the big, beautiful bill and cuts to Medicaid? Because we've heard people from the Republican side say nobody's going to lose coverage as a result of this. But the numbers that we've seen from outside analysts say people will lose coverage if this thing gets passed. Yeah, so what's the status?
Yeah, so it's in the Senate, Chris. You know, the Senate is back this week. They were off for Memorial Day week. They are back this week. I think the bill will be changed from the version that passed the House. Now, how drastically, I don't know. Most of the focus right now from conservative Republicans is on the spending, which is, you know, this bill, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan group that analyzes this sort of stuff, this bill would add $3.8 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars to our national deficit over the next 10 years. If you're a fiscal conservative who thinks we have debt deficit problems already, this is a hard pill to swallow. So that's where the focus has been mainly. The problem with all of this stuff is when you wall off largely, not entirely, but when you wall off entitlements, which is Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and there are some Medicaid cuts in there, as you rightly know, but when you wall most of that off and you wall the defense budget off, which is what Donald Trump said, you know, it's $1 trillion, we're not going to touch it. There's only so many places you can cut from to make it all add up. I mean, the entitlement programs I just mentioned and the defense budget are a ginormous, that's a technical term, ginormous part of the federal budget. And so if you say, well, we can't touch this 85% of the federal budget, it's hard to find cuts. And I think that's what Republicans are running into. I think, candidly, that's why they are into Medicaid at some level. You know, they're trying to peddle this as it won't really impact many people. But, of course, it will impact some people. But they just can't make the numbers come. I mean, the numbers don't add up, but they can't even make the numbers come close to adding up if they don't do that.
Yeah, they're not. They're just not going to add up, and that's why so many of the DOGE cuts were performative. Like, you could fire every single person who works for the federal government. Every single person. Just eliminate it completely, and you'd barely put a dent in the $2 trillion debt. You'd still have $1.5 trillion of debt. So you're by saying that this visitor center at the forestry division that actually works well, that actually does its job and serves the people well, it's like a water pistol taking on the fires of hell. It's just, it's not going to do
That's
anything.
Exactly right. And Amy, until you touch some of those bigger entitlement programs and the defense budget, you really are sort of cutting at the fringes. You just are.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. I will say my phone was kind of blowing up over the weekend with Wall Street Journal breaking news updates about the tariffs with China and Trump's conversation or call with Xi Jinping. Where do we stand right now?
It's so hard to get a read because I think that both sides are very interested in looking like they don't need it as much as the other guy needs it. You know what I mean? Like oh, we're fine. I mean, my belief is that there is going to be I do not think we're going to see 143% tariffs put back in place. I think we will see some tariffs put back in place from China and from the United States. I think a deal sort of has to happen for the world economy and for the politics of both Donald Trump and Xi Jinping. Chinese economy is in worse shape than our economy, but you know, if we are not able to import things from China without massively prohibitive costs, the average person will feel that more than they are today, and I think Donald Trump is mindful of that. So I tend to believe without the details are very hard to figure out at this point, but without knowing those details, I kind of think they probably are going to get a deal because political necessity makes it likely they need one. It's just, I think, honestly, a lot of this is posturing. Who is going to be able to say that they'll both declare victory no matter what happens, but who is going to more credibly be able to say they won a victory? I'm continually baffled by Donald Trump's, we're going to tear, you know, over on Friday, he said we're going to put 50% more tariffs on steel. You know, I just think tariffs, we've talked about this, the three of us, but I just think tariffs are, politically speaking, just absolutely a disaster for the Republican Party. Causes uncertainty in the stock market, the bond market, the dollar. People who trusted Donald Trump on the economy and elected him because of that are less trustful of him now. So every time he mentions it, I think Republicans grimace. I don't know if he's going to stop, but I'm skeptical that we're going to see sort of any long-standing tariffs put in place against our major trading partners going forward, because I think we've seen, and Donald Trump has seen, what that means politically in the near term.
Chris, what are you working on for today?
So I just got off with my friend Chuck Todd. We do, former NBC Meet the Press host, we do a podcast every Monday. You can check it out. And Chuck has a very interesting theory. People probably aren't paying attention to this, but basically, like, over this past weekend, five or six Democrats who want to run for president took very aggressive actions in that regard. I looked this up. We are 1,254 days from the general election in 2028, but it is happening right now, and Chuck has an interesting theory about why it's so active right now. So that's about to go up on my Substack if people want to check it out.
Chris Saliza, you are the best.
You're the
Thank
best.
You.
Thanks, guys. Not a drag.
Not a drag.
I cannot believe Amy even suggested
that
it.
That was terrible.
You know, Amy, you were my favorite right up until that comment, and now my fellow namesake, Chris, is my favorite.
How the hell was she in front of me?
Don't worry, it changes a lot.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. I'll
it's
take
like,
it.
Like the tariffs.
That's fine.
Is there a tariff? There's not a tariff. Yeah.
My rankings are very changeable.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
You're the best, Chris.
At least I'm on top now.
Have a good week. All right. Yeah.
Chris Saliza, independent news creator. See him on YouTube, Newsphere, News Nation, and also Substack. He is the author of the daily newsletter, So What? You should sign up for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.